This is the Kinky Cast Community Spotlight. This content is intended for adults. Community Spotlight is a monthly feature to bring kinky communities together. This month we feature Savannah's Underground in Georgia. Here's your host, Woody.
Today we're on the road in lovely Savannah, Georgia with Cuz It's Sweet. How are you, man?
Good.
You have an organization called Savannah Underground.
Yes, sir.
And you have events fairly often, every other month? Or
about every 30 to 40 days. We usually take a break in the summertime, but about every 30 to 40 days after that.
You're drawing community from the local states around Savannah.
That's correct. We get traffic from a lot of places in Florida, as far as Fort Myers, Atlanta, Georgia, Columbia, South Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina. We get people come from all over.
And how many people do you get at one of your events?
We have had as many as 115, but we average about 80 to 90.
Coming up in August, you have a fairly big event.
Yes, we do. We have Just Lewitt with Lou Rubens. He will have a bondage for sex demonstration. And then we also have our usual rope class with Dirty Old Man of Rope. And that's basically a rope class for any skill level, rope 101, 201, or 301, whatever you can handle, whatever you can get into, or whatever you want to learn. He's very informative, very, very great teacher. As everyone knows, Lou Rubens is a kink god.
Oh, he is. And he is a master of rope and artistic rope also.
Correct.
Check out his stuff online. It is amazing. How big is the kink scene in Southeast Georgia? How many people do you typically see around here?
I'd say active in the community, a couple hundred anyway, that you see at events. There's probably 3 to 4 groups here between Savannah and Pooler that run, you know, they have munches and socials and other type events as well. Some geared towards board games, some towards fire, you know, fire play. Just depends on what the local event may be.
And so is the community kind of a mixed bag of kinks with a whole cross-section of everything from rope to bondage play?
Anything you can think of we have at our events. We have fire cupping, fire wands, fire floggers, fire whips.
So you're saying you're into fire?
Oh, yeah, just a little bit. But, yeah, a lot of fire play, a lot of rope play, a lot of bondage, you know, impact, needles, wax. Just about anything you can think of. We have littles show up at our parties. We have a littles area, play area for the littles. Like I said, it's a good mix. We have a good, well-rounded group. We try to invite everyone.
And everybody gets along with everybody?
Oh, definitely.
Well, that's
a very
great thing.
Very social group.
I notice in the coastal southeast here, there is a lot of groups through the Carolinas, Georgia, northern Florida. There's just probably more than I see in much of the other country.
That it is. There's very eclectic groups as well. Like us, per se, there are a lot of concentrated groups, too. Groups of just littles or groups of just middles or whatever. There are several oriented groups, I guess, what I'm trying to say, that are concentrated on one thing. But we try to include everyone in our group, for the Savannah Underground group.
Is there regular community meetings around here, like munches and things?
Sure, we normally have 3 socials to vet new people. We give them an orientation, a rundown of the rules, basically, so everybody knows what to expect when they come to our play parties. And I do background checks on everyone that comes through my door at the play party. I do not allow registered sex offenders or any kinksters that might have a violent criminal history. I try to make sure that everyone is safe at my event.
That's a pretty good filtering. You don't normally see that.
No, and a lot of people do appreciate that I do that. It's just one more level of protection that you get at my kink event.
It's always good to know the people around you are not criminals.
That's correct.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just community oriented. You know, we try to make sure that everyone has a good time. We're not real clicky. You know what I mean? I try to greet everyone that comes through my door to make sure that they feel welcomed. And, you know, you've been to those places where you walk in and you're like, oh shit, what the hell is going on here?
It's like I'm the only one here.
Right. You don't get that at my place.
All right.
I promise you, when you walk in the door, you're gonna be like, oh wow, this is great. You know, everybody that walks in, and we normally have a different vendor, but this time Lou is vending as well. So I mean, I guess we could touch on that. He's gonna, you know, vend from the Lou Bari store.
And he has quite a collection of amazing things.
That he does.
Yeah. So any person into rope should definitely be there.
Definitely.
Yeah. You had mentioned clicks and things. Many dungeons that I've been into are very clicky. Especially a newbie will feel like they're the only one in the room sometimes. So the fact that you actively try to make friends with
people. We try to make people feel welcome when they come in our door and meet and greet at least everyone, so they don't feel like they're in their own little world. We want them to be a part of our group in our world and try to make everyone feel safe and in the community.
That is a great thing. So after the big rope event coming up in August, what other things do you have planned for the rest of the year?
We plan from month to month. We try not to plan too far in advance because life changes for everyone. I mean, I might be dead tomorrow. You know what I mean? I don't want to make things too far out, but we might be working on the next one just beyond Lou. But normally it's not, we don't do a year in advance. We just take it as it comes day by day.
Well, let's go backwards a couple ones. The last one you had was called Glow.
Glow Gone Wild. That's right.
And what was that all about?
It's all about the glow paint. So we actually had a body paint demonstrator, and he basically taught everybody how to do the painting. And then we actually had a body paint contest, and we gave away a neon glow-in-the-dark flogger for the prize. We try to give back as much money that we take in for the community, because it's them that put the money into it. So I give everything back to them. It's not my money. It's for the Savannah Underground community. That's what the money that I take in for my event is just for this group, nothing else. It's for our community and our group.
Well, great stuff. And we're certainly glad that you're such an active part of the community here in Savannah. And the group is Savannah Underground.
That's correct.
To find you on FetLife, I guess?
Correct.
That is just Savannah Underground on FetLife.
Savannah's with an S, I believe.
Savannah's with an S, that's
yep,
right.
Underground.
And then you have an events page that's
correct.
Tied to that. And also to click on the show page, you can link from there. I want to thank you for being such a part of the community and leading fun things for people to do here in Savannah.
Appreciate you swinging through and talking to us.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Join us next month for more focus on clubs, play spaces, and munches in your area.